shots like a boss all the time, like a boss.
Okay. I forget the name. I forget who even does that. I just know that.
No, Echo.
Oh, God, yeah. It just hit hard there, Echoes.
Yeah, we did it to you first, and I knew it was going to do it to me.
Oh, okay. It's all Reverb. Clear. It's all, yeah, it just Echo Chamber to start off the show.
Yeah. But, no, it's Slim Thug, dog.
Okay, okay.
That's a, because of him, that's why my, like, Twitter handle and gamer tag was Boss Hog, because he was Boss Hog Outlaws.
I call shots like a boss. Big knots like a boss.
Fuck that guy, Slim. You're the motherfucking boss.
That's right. I haven't heard that song forever.
Dude, I love that song. Like, that's one of my favorite songs to, like, play if I want to get pumped up for something. I just play that. Like, I'm like a boss all the time, like a boss.
Okay. All the time, like a boss.
Because who's the boss, player? Who's the motherfucking boss? I say the edited version.
Edited?
I can't say the real version.
I can't just do that. It's not.
It's culture appropriation.
Oh, jeez. God damn it. Like, really?
I hate that fucking word.
Oh, fucking A, man. I was going to ask, you hear the whole Bill Maher deal?
Yeah, I did hear about that. Like, people are freaking the fuck out about it.
And, like, if you watch it, I'm like, you're not supposed to say it, but, like, when you watch it for the context, you're like, all right, you don't get
it. It's just a joke that didn't land.
Oh, yeah, and it's like,
that's
okay.
All it is.
And it's on HBO. It's not like he was sitting there on, like, Nickelodeon.
It's on CNN just yelling at it.
Yeah, you just about fell in it.
Black correspondent.
Yeah, pretty much.
Imagine that Bill Maher just throwing out racial slurs on CNN.
Yeah, like all of a sudden, oh God. Like it was just weird. He was trying for a political joke, and it was fucking terrible.
Yeah, that's what happens. That's like being a comedian. That's what they do. Like, I didn't like the joke either, but like, he definitely has the right to try to make that a joke.
Oh yeah. Like, it's just fucking weird just to watch all this backlash over it. And you're just like, who fucking
people
cares?
Are trying to get him fired from HBO.
Oh, of course. Because what do we do in this day and age besides sit on our computers and, I'll start a petition because of this?
It's like that old, Joe Rogan bit from the Triggered, or not new, came out last year, but he's like making fun of the nerds who are like leave comments on YouTube videos and shit.
Yeah,
like, they're Cheeto encrusted fingers, just like an open letter to Jennifer Lopez.
Huh, nice
funny bit.
Yeah, dude, I was fucking around and just to jump over. I didn't even know this was possible. I was just like reading because on my phone it's like, oh yeah, these top things, this might interest you, because apparently I could look at some dumb shit. So it's like, yo, dude dies in pool because of infection or on his new tattoo.
Yeah, that happens, like, more often than you think.
It's like, oh, I just got a tattoo. I'm going to go swimming. Oh, no. Like,
that doesn't surprise me at all. Aren't you, like, when you get a new tattoo, aren't you supposed to, like, keep it covered when you take showers and shit anyway? You would know. I don't know. I've never had a tattoo.
I just made sure I put this, like, they got that healing cream. It's kind of like a fucking antibiotic.
Yeah, I know
that
but I thought, like,
but
you were supposed to put, like, see, I remember, you know, well, I guess maybe it's just, like, you first see people right after they got done doing it, they put, like, patches over it.
Yeah,
shit,
the first couple days you got that patch, and it's, like, you put the ointment on it, then you put the patch back on. For the first couple days, I did that. After that, I was just like, all right, we're good.
Huh.
But, like, I still kept putting that ointment on for, like, a solid week, even after that.
I've never gotten the appeal of tattoos. Like, I think they're cool on people. I've just never gone myself, like, I want one of those for sure.
Yeah, and that's the one thing I don't understand, the people that do, like, when you start getting words and shit, you're like, yeah, that sounds really cool. And I have a feeling, like, you grow older and be like, the fuck was wrong with me?
Well, I thought the whole purpose of the tattoo is, like, it's supposed to be a picture because a picture is worth 1,000 words, right?
Well, no, apparently. Apparently.
No, I could sum it 20, up in three words.
No. Yeah, I'm going to put Chinese kanji on mine, and then I'm going to find out one day that, yo, this means warrior. And no, somebody from China is going to come by and goes, actually, that says noodle.
Right, I can't believe how many people. I would never get a foreign language tattooed on me unless I knew a dude who spoke and was fluent in that and asked him to, like, train. And I trusted him. Like, he wasn't a dude who wanted to fuck with me.
Yeah, agreed. Because, oh, man. It's all fucking weird.
Right? I I've never gotten piercings either when people get a bunch of different piercings. Never really got it.
No.
Never got that either.
The one thing I've never understood is the whole chain thing when you get the piercing with the chain to another piercing. Because to me, it just looks
like... Yeah, like from like the ear to like the nose or whatever.
Yeah, it just looks like something... It's like, oh, yeah, just never get in a fight with this man because he will lose immediately.
Yeah, I assume those people are like, you know, I never talk shit and I really don't do... I guess I can just let this go. I can have this. Like, you literally, you should have to sign a petition to get that kind of piercing that says, I will no longer talk shit in lieu to keep myself safe. Because, yeah, the first thing is going to happen in a fight. Someone's ripping that off your fucking face.
Oh, for sure. Like, and the fact that people think that's a good idea, like, I just want to see what the thought process. Because, you know, somebody out there goes, you know, I really love this clip off my belt buckle to my fucking wallet. This is dope. I'm going to get it on my face.
This chain wallet's never going out of style, bro.
No. I got chain wallet on the left side, and I inherited a pocket watch on the other.
You know, thanks to chain wallets, that's how we got mini solders, because that's how thieves stole them. They just would solder off the chain and then pull, and then bam, the wallet's gone.
Sweet.
So thanks to that. So yeah, that's how we got mini soldering irons.
Yeah, that's because yeah.
Little fact, most people don't know that.
Because thieves adapt.
Yes, they do.
Amazing.
Oh, people don't carry around cash anymore, and they just use cards. Well, and now we'll just have to learn how to use computers.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious. All these people. Dude. I was telling some people about this, and they didn't understand. Like, I got so many questions about it because I'm like, oh shit, I'm gonna buy this RFID wallet. Why the fuck would you do that? It's just by a leather wallet. I'm like, you are... Okay. Do you not go into big groups ever?
So what's this wallet? I haven't heard of this
So wallet. The RFID wallet prevents them from, like, scanning your shit through your wallet. It blocks it.
Well, really?
So
they have
can't...
wallets like that?
Yeah. So you can...
I want to get one of those.
You can lock it down so nobody can just walk through and scan your shit through your pant pocket or wherever.
That's... Oh, I didn't even know that was... I guess I didn't know that was possible. I didn't know they could just get your information by just walking up next to the card. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's like all the people that have their NFC thing on their fucking phone. For those of you none to know, near field communication. That, like, if you just got that on, somebody could walk up and just like, yo, I'm just gonna hack your shit. And then be like, oh, thanks. Oh, you keep all your shit on your phone. Thank you.
It's scary.
Digital world, man.
Well,
they're
I think they
there.
Say they. I don't even know who they are. I don't like. I hate when I say that. But I'm pretty sure I've read things about how, like crime actually, like pushes technology and stuff forward, because you know, like they're always looking. Because basically, what criminals are doing is they're exploiting a loophole they found in certain things. Or different ways to try to get at something. So because of them doing that, then people figure out, okay, there's a flaw or there's a thing we need to look into to make safer or whatever. It's this constant battle of trying to, like, outdo the other one. But the thieves are always a little ahead because they're looking for the exploits, you know?
Yeah, agreed. And then, oh, fuck. And then the other... bitchin' story I was just waiting to talk to you. So, yo, Papa John's employees have been accused of selling coke out of the fucking is that a restaurant? Or is that just I don't even know what they are.
It's a pizzeria. I don't think you can eat there, though.
Yeah.
I don't think there's, like, places to sit down at a Papa John's to eat.
Okay, but whatever.
So I think it's Papa John's Pizzeria, I think is what it's actually called.
So. Okay. So
but you can eat at a lot of pizzerias. I don't know.
I don't fucking know either. Yo, basically all I know is the places that you can fucking get a bitchin' pizza, you either gotta go pick it up yourself, or you just need to eat there. Like, it's one of those two things. Otherwise, it's mediocre pizza.
Oh, so you're only down to either you have to go get it or eat there? That's the only kind of pizza places you like to go?
Well, those are my favorites so far.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, like
Zio's.
Yeah, like Zio's.
Because, you know, it's from New York.
What about Jerry's Pizza, though?
Did they deliver? I can't remember.
Fuck yeah, they delivered.
Okay, oh, time out. Speaking of fucking Jerry's Pizza, they deliver that shit in a sack now. You get it in a plastic sack.
It's not even in, like, the little paper thing it used to be in?
Fuck no. It's in a sack.
For people don't know what we're talking about, this is, it's a pizza joint in Sioux City, Iowa. And instead of being in a box, it used to be, like, it would be on, like, a cardboard thing, like a frozen pizza almost. But then they'd have it, like, papered off with their logo, like it was rounded like that. So it wasn't in a box. It was all, like, a paper cover. And you, like, ripped open the paper cover and there was your pizza. So, but now it's a sack?
Yeah, now it's just a plastic sack.
Weird.
I'm just like, yo, what's up? Okay, because one of my friends just moved up to Sioux City, and they're a couple blocks away from Hamilton, where Jerry's Pizza is located, right next to the Country Club, all that shit. So I'm just like, I think I need to visit it just to say hello, eat some pizza, and then come home.
Right.
Like,
did you actually go up and do that?
I'm going to, and I've already advised this person. That's exactly my goal. Like, yeah, I'll...
dude, Jerry's Pizza is bomb.
Oh, I'm like, yeah, and for all you people that just, I gotta have the crust. I want a pizza, and then I want a fucking castle wall of crust around this. Yeah, that shit doesn't fly. This is this thin crust.
Fucking thin crust pan pizza, dog.
It's so good, so fucking good.
So good.
So yeah,
they like it's what they do is they season their dough differently is what it is too. Like, it has this kind of seasoning on the bottom. That's what makes it good.
No,
I don't know what it is, but yeah.
Yeah, no, the whole fucking thing's good. Like, I don't give a shit whatever that anybody's saying. But, yeah. I just couldn't believe, going back to it, though, I couldn't believe, like, how would you like it? Calling up to, like, yo, let me get some of, Papa John's, hook me up. I just want some pepperoni. I want some breadsticks, and I want that special dust on those breadsticks, yo.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out.
There's a code to get it. There's got to be.
Yeah, what's the code? It's got to be like, yo, can I get some Parmesan cheese on the side?
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be something like that. I need some shop cheddar.
Where was that at? Do you know where, like, the Papa John's was doing that at? Where it was located?
Oh, I don't know. It was somewhere out in Washington.
You just read the headline, didn't you, fucker?
No, it was somewhere out in Washington. I can't remember where. If it was Seattle, which, I mean, of course, that makes sense. But
it in Seattle because, like the guys, pizza shops used to sell weed. Now they're like, oh, shit, weed's legal in Seattle. I guess, well, might as well start selling hard drugs.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good thing it's not around here because it wouldn't be coke out here. It'd be like, yo, I just need that, and then I hate my teeth. And then be like, all right, I'll give you all the meth.
Well, I don't know if you know this. There was a pizza place in CB that got busted for dealing weed.
Oh, it's probably a fucking pizza counter.
What? No, it was Doughboys. It's down on the not on the West End.
Oh, with a name like that, I mean, come on.
Right? Like, that's what it was called, it was Doughboys. And I'm like, how obvious does that have to be? But literally, and it wasn't like, you literally would call and, like, you would ask for, like, a special. Like, they actually had a code word, and they'd deliver you a pizza, and they'd bring you weed.
That's some fucking service. They're ahead of their times. Like, if they would have just been like, yo, I'm going to open this shit up in Denver or fucking anywhere in Colorado or Washington, they would have been fucking legit. That place would be doing gangbusters. But no, instead they get fucking busted for a bullshit crime.
Now, see, I wonder if that's a loophole, okay? Because in Colorado, right?
Yeah.
So the weed industry is a completely cash business. You cannot take credit cards or anything like that because it's still federally illegal, right?
Yeah, they can't even open a fucking bank account.
Yeah, but so... here's my like question for that. So let's say you did open up a pizza joint and you did get your weed license so you could sell and have pizza at the same time, right?
Yeah.
Could you said mark up said pizzas and say, oh no, we were charging for the pizzas, but then also sell or slash then say you're giving away weed? Can that, is that a loophole so you can technically legally be doing that?
Yeah, or they have a special in which it's, I don't know, they just throw in edibles.
That too. Just yeah. Like, well, bake them in. Like, I, but you still, that still has to be regulated. There's some kind of thing. Like, I don't know. I would wonder about that because
that would give,
you know what I mean?
That would give a saying, hey, man, I got a bad batch, an entirely different meaning.
I've never read any legislation on what you can and can't do, but oh, I'm sure there's some people have tried to find loopholes like that.
Oh, fuck yeah. They're all that bullshit that they
well,
do.
Because otherwise, have you seen the documentaries how they have to keep fucking all their cash in like vaults and hire like mercenaries to protect all their money in some of these big fucking pot stores?
Yeah, it's because it's a joke. Like literally, they're legal drug czars the way the fucking government's treating the whole thing. It's like, dude. And they have so much money, so much money.
I laugh that because last year they had so much money in taxes from it that actually the government like started issuing checks to regular people like, oh, we have too much money coming in from pot tax, so here's some free money to you guys.
Yeah. It's like, oh, here's
that's
some free
fucking
money.
Fucking insane.
That half of them probably went, well, let's go buy some. Let's
dude,
go buy some.
I got free money from the government.
Yo, man, I just refilled my edibles and my J's. Let's go.
Bro, the government just gave me money so I could go buy more pot, and then that money still will come back to me. It's like a vicious cycle, man.
It's awesome. So, you guys, bring out Billy Bong Thornton. Let's go. Like,
oh, that's hilarious.
It's fucking great. I love it. And that's why the rest of the United States is basically like prude states, and then you got those ones that are like, yeah, we're a whore, so what? It's yeah. Everybody wants to go there.
Well, that's like, I think Nevada, it's legal to smoke pot now, right? I think Las Vegas was super strict about it. Now I think it's totally legal there.
That would be hilarious because you go.
Which is pretty crazy that, like, how the fuck was Las Vegas not the first to do it? Like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, like, that's the one moral value they had for the longest time.
Yeah.
Wait, well, we got strippers and everything and
you
hookers.
Can, you
yeah.
can buy all
those
the hookers.
Fine, but pot over here. This leaf, fuck that.
Hey, hey, hey. The fucking mafia said no to drugs, but all the hookers.
Exactly. I just thought that was hilarious.
Yo, hey, speaking of which, hey, you want a calling card? Hey, I got some cards you can have.
Those what fucking, about a calling card?
Those street peddlers. Like, yo, oh, hey, God, you want a card? You want hilarious. A card? Yeah.
Oh, good times.
Hey, I was going to ask you something. I don't know if you saw this. I saw this. I logged into our Twitter at Pun and Game, and I had this thing pop up when I logged into it. Was like, now introducing a new feature. And I'm like, what's this? And it's like, you can now put for your Twitter feed. You can literally censor other people's tweets. So you can put words
fuck?
Or phrases in that you don't want to see. So you can like make it so if like people you follow, if they tweet about that and it has that word or some kind of entwines with that context. I didn't read too deep into it. It just really made me mad that I was like, okay, so you're literally giving people the total option of boxing themselves into an echo chamber so they never have to hear about things they don't want to.
All right, so I am going to, for ours, mute or censor CNN, Fox.
Mainstream media.
Get that shit out of here. And let's uncensor.
I just thought else. That was hilarious, though. I was like, wow, they are literally just trying to... Twitter's already like an echo chamber because you know you tweet, like you can just follow the people you want to like follow, and then like it just reinforces your own ideas, right? By doing this, they're even preventing it. Like, let's say any of your friends like retweet something that is like contains one of those things, it won't show up in their feed.
Oh, really? That's fucked.
So literally. Yeah, it's or at least that's my understanding of it, is this, like, will not show up in your – anything you put in there, these taglines, will not show up in your feed.
Oh, shit. See, it, like, I was thinking when you say censored, like it says CNN, all of a sudden I get like the I get the hashtag question mark asterisk. It just like literally censors it out. You're saying it just like, oh, no, we're not going to show you at all.
Yeah, it won't show you it in your feed. It'll be like, so if like the word, if you put Trump was one of the words you didn't want, and anything that ever involves Trump wouldn't. For my understanding of the basic thing I read on the, like, because this is what I didn't look into it at all. I just thought it was stupid immediately because it was just the within the Twitter app where it was like, hey, look at this new feature. And from my understanding is then it wouldn't, like, you put that in, it won't show up in your feed because you put that there.
Okay. All right. And then, oh, fuck, I got to tell you this. This is the best thing I've read, and I saved it for last because we got to talk about it now. And that is some healthcare bullshit going on. Now, everybody I hear about here is, you know, U.S. or political healthcare, blah, 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 bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Well, everybody goes, yo, fucking Canada, they got that free shit. They know what they're fucking doing. They're doing shit right. Eh, not so much. With, you know, you get a little give and take because there is a Canada nurse in fucking assisted living home for the elderly. And then, no. What's going on there? Yo, these people are mean. So, I'm going to kill them. 8 of them, to be precise. Fucking just offed 8 fucking people. And they show a picture of this broad. And I'm sorry, it looked like she ate them. Like, I was like, oh my God. Like, there's some satanic shit going on. And
see. There's been lots of stories like that before. Like, that's why, like, healthcare, or, like, just providers, like, it, like, I'm always scared to go to the doctor. Like, I have to be really fucking feeling terrible to go to the doctor.
She told a
it's not like my doctor's gonna kill me, though. But yeah, still.
And it was better. And this, I mean, it just kept getting better. Because then she goes, talking to a detective, goes, no, it was, and her confession was, God wanted to use me.
Dude. Happened before. Have you ever like heard of the nurse that was they called him the angel of death?
What? No.
Yeah, he would like kill people who were like apparently deemed like this happened in the States, where he killed like they're pretty sure up to like 40 people, who were deemed terminally ill. But even then, like it's pretty fucked up because like. You never know. There might have been some kind of recovery that they got into and could have been fine. But he killed like 35 or 40 people. I think it was a him. I remember this story, though. Yeah, they were just like, there's a lot of people. He was just like, if they were terminally ill, he'd put them out of their misery is what he thought. I don't know if he's still in jail or if he's out or whatever. I don't know what happened, how it ended up. But yeah.
Yeah. Well. And
this shit's happened before.
It's fucking nuts, though, because she's going on about God's telling her to do it. And then later in there, and just as though, like, it's just pure hypocrisy because God's telling me to do this. And then she goes, well, I don't know. Maybe it was the devil. I'm like, you dumb shit. How hungry were you? Were they serving some good food and you had to take it away? And it was just all fucked. Like, I'm just wondering, I want the details. Like, was she just, like, in there with the pillow? Was she just... Yo, here's your meds. I gave all 8 of you the other 7 people's medicine.
Or just shooting air into their veins, sending them into cardiac arrest.
Oh, yeah. Like those mob movies come in there with a needle while they're on that thing. Bloop.
That sounds like the most terrifying way to die.
Oh, where you get to watch the air bubble about to go in?
Oh,
no.
Dude, like when I donate plasma, you know, they stick you or whatever, and there's always a little air pocket in there. And it always scares the living fuck out of me. But I actually found out, because it's not a big pocket, but when I talked to, like, one of the people there, she was actually studying to be a nurse, but they, like, she worked there, you know, and which good practice, I guess, for sticking people. But
sure.
she told me, actually, it takes a lot of air to be in your veins in order to actually kill you. Like the little bit, I mean, it's like... Yeah, it's like not even like it's like maybe a couple centimeters or something like that, but there is an air bubble in there, but it always freaks me out.
Yeah, you're just sitting there watching that like, yo, I've seen movies. People die from this shit.
Right, right. And yeah, she was like, no, you need like quite a bit, like it has to be like a big air pocket.
Oh, okay.
Because like what it is like when you shoot like a needle of it, what happens is they inject that whole air that whole bubble right into your vein, and it's a giant bubble. So that way, when it goes up into your heart and circulates into your heart, that's what causes the cardiac arrest.
Gotcha. Wow, that nurse, like, flat out.
That's my understanding of it. I'm not a doctor. Don't quote me.
I did stay at a Motel 8, and that sounds factually correct.
That's, no, you stay at a Holiday Inn Express, Nathan. You can't even get the fucking hotel right.
I know. Is there still Motel 8s?
Fuck yeah, there's still Motel 8s.
Get okay, doing it right.
I'm Tom Bordet, and we'll leave the light on for you. That's Motel 6. But, okay. Dude, have you seen what Motel 6s look like now? They're balling out of control.
Are you serious?
Dude, yeah, they like re did a bunch of their stuff. Remember how they used to look like fucking like dorm rooms?
Oh yeah, they're fucking
more just modern.
Oh okay, because yeah, those are the places we used to rent in our college days to go trash. Just like, okay, we're having a party, we're in room 36.
Oh, you used to rent out hotel rooms for Motel 6 hotel room for parties?
Yeah, because you'd get busted in the dorms. You just rent that out, and it's like.
For like
bucks
100 bucks per person or something, or for like, you know, 25 bucks per person.
Yeah, it wasn't much per person. It was like 40 tops ever for like, because you'd always do it on like a big weekend or something. It
right.
was fucking
That's
dumb.
Hilarious.
It was dumb
I've never
fun.
Heard of that.
But yeah, good times.
See, I remember people like when I was like still underage and stuff around when I was like 20. I remember people having their parents at one point or another like renting out a hotel room in the casinos in town.
What?
And going there and fucking trashing it.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember a couple times being in the Ameristar casino and partying in a hotel room.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey man, I didn't have to pay for shit.
No, that's a way to go. If you're not paying for it, sure.
I wasn't one of those assholes who got destructive. You know, there's always those guys who show up and just start being fucking assholes.
Yeah, they just throw the fucking TV out the window.
And shit. Yeah, and it's just like, dude, come on. Like, you're literally ruining the good time for everybody. Like, you're not making it better. You're making it extremely worse.
The worst I've ever seen is someone broke the bed, and that's because they got in a fight, and it ended with a dude being powerbombed on the bed, which broke it in half.
Nice.
I was dying laughing because it wasn't under my name.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I didn't have the luxury of saying
you always use a fake
anything.
One.
Yeah.
Paying cash, fake name.
My name's Tom Holland.
Tom Holland.
Yeah. So, man, what you been up to?
Well, man, I've been watching a lot of good stuff. You know, Netflix has gone ahead and blessed us with a bunch of good shows coming out soon.
Whoa, what you been watching, bro?
I watched all of the new season of F is for Family, which is the great comedian
Bill Burr?
Bill Burr's cartoon show.
All right, is that worth watching? Should I give it a look-see?
Oh, yeah. Have you not seen the first season?
Nope, didn't watch it.
Oh, watch it. There's only 6 episodes in the first season, and there's only 10 in the second. So it's only 16 episodes, and they're half hour. So, like, that's one reason. I already blew through the second season because it's only, like, obviously, like, 5 hours at that, if you can do math.
Okay.
I think it's hilarious because it if you don't know, it's a cartoon series that takes place in, like, the 70s. And Bill Burr's the dad, he's, you know, just a angry – he's like a stereotypical dad from the 70s, kind of angry, blames – he had a kid when he was like 20, so he had to give up all his dreams and start working. And so he's kind of spiteful. And
oh, so he's red.
He was a war veteran in Korea, so he's like
– he's literally –
he's all fucking bitter.
He's literally red off that 70s show.
In a way, yeah. It's super funny, though. It's really clever writing. And then, of course, it's always funny just hearing Bill Burr – it's just his own voice, and you hear him do like you hear him go on his classic rants, but it's as this cartoon guy, and it's hilarious. So that's okay. A show I can't recommend more enough to people. It's a fantastic show.
Okay.
Yeah, it's this season was super funny too, especially because since it's a linear story, so it all connects.
Gotcha.
So it was nice to see how they wrapped it up and got it taken care of. It's also, it gets dark at points. It's hilarious. Like the way it's drawn too, it's the style of it. And then there's some really dark parts that happen that are fucking hilarious.
So if you put that head to head with Rick and Morty, what's winning out?
Oh, well, Rick and Morty is still way more dark and way funnier and weirder.
Good. Okay.
Well, no, yeah, but it's a great show. I mean, the thing with those two shows, if you're comparing them, that's like apples and oranges because their goals are different in how they're trying to entertain you.
All right.
F is for Family is like kind of got this like, well, you don't know this probably, but I know is one of the creators is Bill Burr, and the other creator is a guy who worked on The Simpsons or worked on The Simpsons.
Okay.
Or still does. I don't remember. But it's a co-creator of The Simpsons, too.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what... So it's kind of got... You can kind of pick up on the vibe of like, oh, okay, I can see some Simpson-esque things here.
Okay, well, yeah, if you got one of the co-creators. I bet that dude was glad to get the fuck away from The Simpsons for something.
I don't know if he's still working on it or not. He might be doing both. I'm not 100%, so... But it was an awesome season. Go check it out. F is for Family. It's now on Netflix. I also started watching the new season of House of Cards.
Right.
Yeah, it's good. Have you watched all House of Cards?
Nope. I've never watched
a single episode.
Oh. Have I just talked about it a lot on the podcast? I feel like I talked about it, but I was balls deep into it.
It's just like one of those shows. It's just like, man, I don't know. I don't want to watch another West Wing.
It's not like West Wing at all.
Okay, like
not even close. It's like the dark side of politics. Like it's all a dirty fucking game. Like these people are just. It paints these like politicians in a way that it's not about. It's not about trying to do what's best for the American people or whatever. It's about winning.
Oh, okay. So it's about the show Blackwater coming to fruition.
I've never seen Blackwater, so I don't know.
What was that show we watched where the dude got, like, the kidnapping? Well, I thought that was Blackwater.
Oh, Black Mirror.
Black Mirror, okay.
You're talking about Black Mirror.
Yes.
No, not like that. Not that episode. Not like that. It's different. It's just... Well, it's Kevin Spacey, and he's, you know, he's starts off as a, he's in the Senate, so he's a senator, and he's, you know, this whole goal is of trying to become the president. So, you just see how he does it in all these crooked ways, and like there's a lot of illegal shit going on, but he's also just playing the system completely. It's
okay,
fascinating and a really interesting show.
What you just described right there just made me think of the show Spartacus. Without the fighting, because the same shit's going on in that show, but there's just you still have it's revolving around gladiators and trying to move up in the Senate.
You know, that's probably a good comparison because it's just like that would make a lot of sense because it's a lot of politics. It's trying to
eliminating your foes so you can move up.
Exactly. It's a really good show. This season's super interesting. I guess I won't say anything more because I can't tell you any more about it because if you want to watch it, anything else I tell you would spoil the fuck out of everything.
It sounds
crazy.
Like this is something I need to binge watch then.
There's 5 seasons. Each season's like over 10 episodes and they're all an hour long. So if you start watching this, it's extremely addictive too. Like they just dropped the series and I'm already halfway through the 5th season.
All right.
So I've already put a lot of time in watching it.
I guess. Shit.
Well, what it is like once you finish each season, you go, what the fuck? What are they going to continue to do now? Like, what the fuck? Like, how? This is so fucked up. It's one of those shows where the main character is a dude you just fucking hate. You know what I mean? And you just keep watching because you hope he fucking gets caught.
Okay. Get behind this.
So, yeah. I enjoy those kind of shows because there aren't enough of them. You know what I mean? Like, I like those shows where you almost fucking hate the main character.
Yeah. No, where you have, like, a... What do they call it? Like,
I can't fucking, I can't remember what they call that.
Anti-hero?
Is it anti-hero? I thought it was, okay. Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
You're right, you're right, you're right.
That's kind of what I would
think,
call it.
I think you're right.
Oh, speaking of Netflix, I don't know, I can't remember if we talked about this or not. I just heard about this today, though. Did you know they're making a live-action Death Note on Netflix?
Yeah, it's supposed to be out August.
Yeah, I just saw a trailer for it. I'm sure we probably talked about it. I just don't remember it at all.
There's a trailer now?
Yeah, there's a trailer.
Is it good?
I only saw a couple seconds of it. It wasn't like I sought it out. It was like one of those things where I was watching a YouTube video and it popped up before it, you know?
Oh, yeah, you got to skip that shit. No thanks.
Yeah, so I skipped it because I was like, I don't care. And I also, I know what happens in the show, and I don't know, and I just was like, I just saw kind of the aesthetic. It looks good, though, I guess, for the most part.
Yeah.
We'll see.
That'll be.
I didn't see what the, God damn it, what's the demon's name?
The Shinigami?
Yeah. What's his name?
He's got a name. I can't remember, but it's a Shinigami. I mean, he's just he's a specter of death, basically.
Yeah, who just wants apples.
He loves apples. A lot.
But yeah, I didn't know that was coming out so soon. Okay, cool. Well, I totally forgot about that, but I wanted to bring that up because I was like, interesting. I'm kind of, and I think it's Americanized too, because if I remember when I saw it, it was definitely not the main character is definitely not Japanese.
Is he still named Light Yagami, or is he now named like Steve Smith?
I have no idea. As long as it doesn't turn out like that terrible Dragon Ball Z movie, we're fine.
Oh my god, I need to watch that. The live action one?
Dude, have you never seen it?
Not yet. I think that's something we need to watch next weekend.
Awful. It's not even like wonder awful, like, oh, I can at least get some entertainment. It's fucking terrible.
Great.
It makes me want to gouge my fucking eyes out. If you like the anime at all and appreciate it, you want to fucking kill yourself. All
right. That'll be great. I need to try this out.
Oh, my brain hurts just like picturing scenes from that movie, thinking about it.
Did they even manage to fuck up the Kamehameha?
Goku is. Oh god, I don't even want to talk about it. It gives me anxiety. it's horrible.
Fucking bad. That's great. Like
that. Okay, thank you. I'm going to make sure I buy this movie because this sounds like one of those movies where I start put on to get the just get people to get the fuck out of my place. Like, yo, let's all sit down and watch a movie. Half an hour in, it's like, good. I'm going to bed.
The other movie I watched, they had Atlantis, the Disney movie.
Oh, okay.
On Netflix. So yeah. I checked that out.
How does that hold up?
Because I remember, I like that movie. It's still pretty good, but what I thought was hilarious as I watched this, first of all, you know, he's trying, first things before that, I totally didn't realize Michael J. Fox is the dude who voices the little nerdy dude who's the main character.
Oh, I didn't know. It's been forever since I've seen that movie.
Didn't pick up on that as a kid, obviously.
Isn't he like searching for shit his dad left him or something?
No, he what is it? He just like they tell the story of Atlantis is how it starts out, and like, you know, the city gets flooded and, you know, buried under the sea, and what happens though is his grandfather was like always like pretty adamant in trying to find Atlantis.
All right.
And so like, and then it like, so because of him always being around his grandpa, like he became obsessed with it as a kid, and so he works at a museum, and then he's trying to get funding but never gets it. But then this older gentleman who was partners with his grandfather found a book that his grandpa had found. It was like an Atlantean journal that explained how to find the lost city of Atlantis, and he had made a bet with his grandpa, like if he ever found that book, which it was in Iceland, he would fund the entire expedition. So to keep his word to his grandpa, he's now letting his grandson take the expedition. So the funny thing is like, so he gets that, like, he gets told that, and he's shown all the stuff for, like, their giant submarine that they're taking and all that stuff. And, like, they're just diving. And I'm assuming they're in, like, England, I'm assuming. It didn't seem like an American town. And it's, like, you know, like, the 1930s because of the cars and stuff like that. They never say what year it is. But that's just kind of like by the aesthetics, that's what it looks like, right? Yeah, so then they have this giant submarine all of a sudden. It's like, oh, yeah, we have submarines in the 1930s. I don't feel like they did in the 1930s.
This is piloted by Sean Connery.
And what's crazy is, like, they start diving. So, like, they're probably in England, right? So they got to go to Iceland. I'm not 100% sure Iceland is from England, but pretty sure you can't get there in 8 hours.
Damn.
Like, because they literally get to, like, the first, like, little gate part of Atlantis after they fight this giant scorpion thing that protects this, like, little air pocket that you get to.
Oh, I was going to say, what the fuck? A water scorpion?
Yeah, dude, it's a giant robotic water scorpion that shoots lasers.
I was just picturing The Rock for a second.
Scorpion King will let no man enter.
But they literally say that too. They don't even sugarcoat it. Like, it's like they light a candle for all the people that died on their submarine, and of course all the main characters are still there.
I don't remember it being that dark.
And then the guy's like, I know we just started this expedition 8 hours ago, and I went, what the fuck? How the hell did you travel that far in 8 hours? That makes zero sense.
We can actually do Mach 1 underwater in 1930.
Yeah, and then they continue on their thing, and it's like they almost get to Atlantis in a day.
Oh, so
nobody's been able to find this in thousands of years, but they can find it in a day.
Yeah, it was hidden
because they have a book.
It was hidden in plain sight. Duh. Actually,
well,
Iceland itself is just fucking, that is Atlantis. Everybody thought it was its own country, but no.
Well, you know, Iceland is actually the really nice part. You don't want to go to Greenland. That's the frozen one.
Yeah, that's a fucked up. It's like somebody high, or was that a sick joke?
No, the Vikings did that on purpose so people wouldn't go there. So they could keep going. That's why they did that.
Are you serious? Wow. Knowledge bomb. Okay.
Yeah, that's why they did that. They wanted to keep people away from the good part.
Huh.
But the other thing that bothers me, like, I never realized with, like, older kids' movies – like this one, like, this is a pretty basic kids movie, and as an adult watching it now, they never really do a good job of making you care about characters. As a kid, for some reason, you just kind of care about those characters, like, for some reason. But the writing never really makes you establish anything to think, oh, they're important.
No, you're just like,
you just
kind of
accept
everybody.
That everything's happening and there's motion going as a kid.
Yeah, you moved.
It's the weirdest thing, and it's just like everything kind of escalates super fast. It's just, I don't know, I was just like, as I watched this, I was like, wow, the pacing of this movie is fucking weird.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
And then the Atlanteans, they get there, and for some reason they can literally learn any language instantaneously, because when they first get there, they're speaking Atlantean, and so is he, because, like, the main guy studies, like, dead languages, so he knows it. And then, like, all of a sudden she starts speaking Spanish, and he speaks French to her, and then all of a sudden he's like, do you speak English? And all of a sudden she's like, welcome to the city of Atlantis. I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
We actually send recon teams to the surface.
They're like, the dialogue is actually based on a bunch of different languages combined into one. That's why they have the basis for every other language. I was like, that is so fucking preposterous. It doesn't make any sense on any level.
That's...
I feel like even as a kid, I should have been like, that's fucking stupid.
What the fuck's going on here? At least Fible made more sense.
I'm just a little Jewish rat trying to make it in America.
My hat's so big.
Is he a rat or a mouse? I don't know. They're the same thing to me.
I don't know, yeah. Well, one's gargantuan and lives in New York. The others are
everywhere else. Those New York ones. Have you, I know there's a, I'm scared to watch it. There's a Morgan Spurlock documentary on Netflix called Rats. And it's just a documentary about how, like, there are more rats in New York than there are people.
Oh, my God.
That's terrifying.
Do you know how many fucking rats that is?
That's a lot of rats fucking.
And what's really crazy, though, too, Nathan, is how smart they are. Like, I watched clips. I couldn't watch the whole thing because it was going to make my skin crawl.
Jesus.
But there's, like, they were talking about how those rats are so smart that they get a stupid rat. Like, they'll set up traps and stuff, but they're too damn smart. So they'll get, like, the stupid rats to, like, go over to the fucking trap, and they'll get killed, and then they take the food and eat it. Or they'll, like, just check, like, they have a stupid rat go over and check it out something, and if something happens, and they're like, okay, we're getting the fuck out of here and move along. Like, that's how fucking smart they are.
Wow. So I'm just seeing them like, hey, Mickey, hey. Yo, there's some cheese over there. I'll be gracious enough to give you some, okay? You do this, you become a made rat. Snap, dumbass.
What do if there is a rat mafia, what do they call the guys who are rats?
Brown coats? I don't know.
You a fucking mouse. He's a fucking mouse.
It's just
shiv him. He's a fucking mouse.
I'm just like the derogatory term is to call him field mice. All these field mice up in here.
That's a callback joke to Bill Maher. That will be on CNN.
Hey, I censored that. That can't be said.
You implied it. No, you're assigning meaning to it, sir. I did not actually try to put that meaning. You're spinning it that way. You're interpreting it a different way than I interpret it, and I'm allowed to my opinion. Wrong.
You're wrong. Hey, everybody, this guy's a narc. This lab rat over here is a narc.
This lab rat. Something was wrong with you. You're growing like two tails.
You can't trust a rat with red eyes, especially that white rat's all fucked up.
Can't trust no albino rat.
Narc. All of them.
What if all rats are actually white? It's just because they live in sewers. They're so dirty they look black.
They just you just gotta fucking dunk them in clean water.
They just like pure white.
Well, if that started happening, you know, some idiot fucking like religious zealot be like, oh, that's because we've cleaned them of impurity and now they're angel mice.
You just made my ear bleed saying that.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. And then, other than that, I did a bunch of fun stuff. I won a golf tournament yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah, I showed up at this place. I was just going to go play around. And mm-hmm. I show up, and the guys were like, there was some, like, neighborhood. Like, it was a four-man best ball tournament. And just, like, this neighborhood. They do it every year, I guess. And yeah. I was just showing up. I was just going to play around by myself. And they, like, one of the groups didn't have their fourth guy who didn't show up.
Oh,
like,
nice.
And I just happened to be standing behind him. And the guy's like, well, we got a onesome coming in. I don't know if he's here yet, though. And he's like, it's supposed to be going off at 1:45. And I was like, oh, that's me. And then the guy was like, oh, do you want to play? And I did. And then we ended up fucking winning.
Oh, yeah?
Dude, I single-handedly eagled a hole for our team.
Nice.
I hit a driver. It was like a 480 par 5.
What? That's a... Okay.
What?
That's a joke, par 5.
Yeah, but still, listen to this, though. So I hit my driver like 315, just fucking busted it down the middle. Perfect. And then we get up to my ball, and we use mine, obviously. And then I took my 6-iron out, and we were like, and I just fucking bust it right at that flag stick, and I land it 3 feet from the hole for a tapping eagle.
Nice.
It was fucking dope. So, yeah, I won that tournament. I was pretty happy about that. And you know what I did to celebrate that? I went to the strip club.
Yeah, boy.
Wade went on his once-a-year rampage at the strip club. Because you know how I get sometimes when I go to strip clubs.
Oh, I know it firsthand.
Yeah. Well, that's what I did last night.
Nice.
I dropped like $250 last night at the strip club.
Jesus.
I was bawling out of control.
Drunk out of your mind.
I wasn't actually that drunk. Like, I remember everything, whereas, like, some nights I don't remember a lot. But I remember everything from last night. I was at, like, this – because I was drinking at the golf course, and I got a little buzz, but not terrible. And then I came home and ate and, like, took a nap. And then my buddy texted me around 11, and we went out to a bar, too. And then we were like, eh, nothing's happening here. Like, we're striking out with the ladies really gotcha. Bad, you know. So I was like, you know what? It was like 11:30 or 1:30, and I go, oh, you know what, dude? You want to go to strip club? And he's like, yeah, dude, that sounds like fun. So we went there and ended up closing it out till 5 a.m. I saw the sunrise this morning.
Jesus Christ.
I walked out and went, oh, fuck.
That's like the worst feeling. You're like, man, sleep's going to be hard.
Not really. I got home. Like, so we went back. We stayed. My buddy lives pretty close. He lives. The strip club's in Ankeny, and then his place is in Johnston. So we went and stayed there. It was super close by. So we went there, and I slept for about 3 or 4 hours there. And he was up. He gave me a ride back to my place. And then I slept till like. So I got home around 10, and then I went to. And then I fell asleep till like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Nice. Quality.
So yeah. I've had a fucking fun ass time, man.
There you go.
It was a good weekend. You know, and I always think it's funny, like, my buddies give me shit because of how much money I spend on lap dances, and I was like, dude, I was like, it's a fantasy. It's a role-playing experience. They act like they like me. I accept it. I know they really don't like me, but I'm going to play along and play my role as the chump.
And what's better is when you're like, and some schmucks like, yo, that's my girlfriend. Like, oh, I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah, it was funny. Like, I just think his shit's funny. It's like, I mean, I like hit on him and shit too, because it's funny, because they hit on you back, because it's hilarious, you know. So like, then you could say some of the most ridiculous shit, you know, just to like hit on him, like shit you would never say in a real situation when you're hitting on a girl at a bar.
That's your stand.
So it's fun.
That's literally like that's the stand up equivalent of just flirting. Like, oh, okay, I'm gonna try some shit. We'll find out what really hits, if like we could bond over the terribleness of it.
That doesn't really work though. See, but that's because it's not like really hit. It's not. Those girls are gonna say a laugh and like act like everything's cool no matter what you say because they're trying to get paid.
Yeah, they want that money. But you could tell facial expressions because you can get. You've never got the cringe.
Yeah, you can tell the fake one, cringe or the fake.
I've gotten some cringes before. I'm like, yeah, never use that in my life again. Throw that away.
The funniest part is so I was getting a slap dance from this girl. And we're talking, you know, you're talking while that's happening, which I always thought was awkward. Like, I always think that's kind of awkward that they kind of like they're doing like the dentist talk, and it's like the equivalent, like having a stripper on your lap is like the equivalent of having the dentist poke around in your mouth and trying to ask you questions. I can't concentrate because my other head is doing my thinking for me.
Oh, of course, for sure. It's
but
like
we started. The funny part is me and her started talking about Dave Chappelle. It was hilarious. So we were both like just quoting Dave Chappelle skits and shit.
Yeah, because if you do any of those like private dances, it's like, and it ends up always being that, because it's like, yo, I don't really give a shit. Now I just want to fucking bullshit around.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's hilarious. I think strip clubs are funny too. I always like think it's hilarious that people get like all uppity, like, oh, strip clubs aren't a good thing for people. I'm like, why? They chose to do that. Yeah, I think it's empowering.
I imagine a brothel would be the same thing, except you get to do a little more.
Yeah. Yeah, me and my buddy were discussing that today. Like, oh, why the fuck is that? Like, and then we were discovered, like, you know why it's not legal? Because the state of marriage, the institution of marriage, and all the marriage industry would collapse if that was legal.
Who fucking – marriage is a fucking sham.
Yeah, that's a story for another time, Nathan. I don't know if we have enough time for you to rant about that.
We don't. Oh, God. We are if you want to hear my thoughts on it, don't worry. In the upcoming off weeks – we'll have one eventually. I'll do a little special for you, ladies and gentlemen.
So, but yeah, that's about all I did. I wanted to include the stripper thing, though, because that was a lot of fun. God
Shout
damn.
Out to the stripper.
Oh, the other thing that was crazy, MVP. I'll tell one more story about this. So I go out on the back deck with my buddy to have a smoke, and we're standing out there. So I walk out there, and there's like three or four dudes out there. They're just talking or whatever. And they're blatantly not even trying to hide it, just doing coke right out on the back patio.
Awesome.
Doing bumps off their fucking, like, cards.
So how many fucking Papa John's boxes were there? God.
But that's all there really was to that story. And they were all talking like a mile a minute too. I was like, man, I think they might have that cut with some meth. These guys are way too wired.
Just like, ugh. Taking some lewds to bring them back down.
Well, at one point, one guy goes, "Man, this shit is sparkly and crystal like." And I was like, "Oh, fuck." I was like, "I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing, but I'm assuming it's bad."
I'm gonna say that's laced, my friend.
It's also nighttime, so there should
be no sparkle.
The street lamp light. It's probably not a good thing.
That shit should sparkle about as much as a pack of flour would. Like, they're fucked up. They probably, like, it's infused with some pixie sticks shit.
Just some pixie shit sugar. Fuck. All right. But yeah, that's all I did, man. What about you? What have you been daring?
Did a little golfing. I've just been on a nice little golfing splurge. We had fun dying laughing. We sat on a tee box, teed off, and I hit a drive that had to be no less than 350 yards. So I'm sitting I'm sitting on this par 5 because it's 550, and I'm sitting by the 200 yard marker, and I'm going, okay. And I look back, and there's people on the tee box and just standing there waiting. And I look back, and so I start talking to Mike, and I'm like, so I bet they think they can hit here. And I was like giving him odds, like I'll give you 50-1 says they don't come within 100 yards of me. Good thing he didn't take the bet, but they were still a good 70-plus yards behind me. I just stood there and waited for him to tee off. Like, they sat there for 10 minutes staring at me. I'm staring back at them, long-distance stare-off.
That's hilarious.
And waited.
I'm like one of the only people you play with that probably actually can keep up with you driving-wise.
Yeah.
If I'm actually hitting my driver good.
Yeah. I was just laughing because I'm just sitting there going, there's no fucking way these guys are going to do this, is it? No? No? Nope, not a close. Okay, thank you. Bye. And then
that's hilarious.
So we got a group of 4. It's a group of 2. So we just let them tee off, and we still sped up, and they couldn't catch us. Like, they thought we were going to let them play through, and it's like the second they hit, we're like, yeah, fuck you. Bye. Just wanted to see them hit.
Yeah.
That
was the only bummer part about the first like 9 holes we played of like that when I was playing this weekend is there was a kid in front of us with it was a foursome and they had an 8-year-old with them. It was just like, oh man.
Yeah, kind of sucks. Just hit ball over him. Just fuck your rules.
Pelt it.
Yeah, we're going through. So did that fucking watch Doctor Strange. Dr. Motherfucking Strange for the first time.
How was it?
It's a good fucking movie.
Really? I was kind of like skeptical about it. That's why I didn't go see it in theaters.
It's on Netflix right now.
Oh, is it? Shit, I gotta watch.
That's how I watched it. So I'll put something up, ladies and gentlemen, on that little snappy. Little snap, snap, snapperoo. But the fucking thing was good. Bottom line is, yo, Dr. Strange always seemed, well, fucking weird. So I was like watching. I'm like, all right, that's good. I don't know how the fuck you're going to make any more interesting movies. Like, the origin, I'm like, all right. And that's, like, with everybody. But after that, it's kind of like, okay, where the fuck are you going to go from here?
Yeah, I don't know enough about Doctor Strange. Are they making a second Doctor Strange movie?
Yeah.
Or is he just going to be part of, like, the MCU just in general?
I think, oh, fuck. It looked like they were going to make another one, but then hopefully it's just he's a side character. Just to have him established. Yeah. I don't know. It's fucking weird. So I did that, watched the best, and I say the best, DC movie to date, Wonder Woman.
It's even better than The Dark Knight?
I would put that, I'd put them on the same pedestal, I'd say, now that you mentioned
when
that.
You say the best DC movie
I think
to date,
it, honestly,
comparing it to the DC universe that is being made right now.
Yes.
Okay.
Because
that's what I was
the
like.
Dark,
when you said that, I was like, meh.
Yeah, those movies are outside that universe, so.
Right, yeah, no, I'm just being a dick.
No, because if you include those, I'd say I'd put it right there with The Dark Knight, because it's fucking awesome. The way it sets up, and I'm
really
not
that good, huh?
I thought so. I just like the way it sets up, and it's like, okay, here's a backstory on Diana, how she comes to be. The fucking, I'm not gonna go too much into it, ladies and gentlemen. You could read my motherfucking Snap review. It went up Monday at 10 o'clock. It's just, it was scheduled. It was ready
in
to
the
go.
AM.
Hot fire. It's good, and because there's something mentioned, I got a little I was so happy that I was able to write this article the way I wanted it to. I got a little piece of me, a little love juice at the end for you. That show was great. And then I fucked around. You ever, like today, before I did this, I had a banging-ass headache because you ever go to, the pool and you only have, two beers, but the sun's beating down on you so bad you get, dehydrated and you fucking get the headache from hell?
That was me yesterday when after playing golf all day. And I drank a six-pack on the course.
Yeah.
But, I wasn't, that drunk. But, fuck, dude, I felt like when I came home, I was like, my fucking head is killing me.
Yeah, it's just fucking worse. So I've been dealing with that for, the last 2 hours before we started recording. I'm just like, oh, fuck.
When you got to slam water, dog.
I did. And I started feeling way better. But I was just like, this is the most sober cast I've done in a long time. Because
Dude, I'm dead fucking sober right now.
I started to drink a beer and my head was like, you know, keep drinking. I'm going to fucking explode, you prick. So I had to set that down. Just like, I can't. Water. I drank a liter of fucking water. I'm not even joking in that. I did legitimately drink a liter. I fucking camel size.
Dude, I drank so much water during the week like that, though. Like, I easily probably drink a gallon and a half of water every day.
Oh, yeah. It's easy to go through water. And I'm trying to cut back fucking drinking coffee and just start drinking more water. But shit.
Yeah, it's tough. Like, anything. Like, last week, I got to get back into being healthy again. Like, last week, I had a fucking energy drink every day. I got a donut a couple times last week.
You know where those donuts go, right?
Dude, well, it's just like, what's crazy is I found that when I eat shit like that now, like with sugar or even like some fried foods now anymore, like I feel horrible. I don't feel good anymore. Like, whereas like if I eat like the good diet I've been on and stuff like that and I actually stick to it, I feel really good. But it's just what it is like I keep trading that feel good feeling for like a couple minutes of mouth pleasure with the taste of things. You know what I mean?
Fuck yeah, because and there's too many times as a single life predicts, it's like, yo, I could cook this or I could make somebody else do it for me in about 2 minutes on my way home.
See, I don't mind cooking. I think what's happened with me is like a lot of the meals I've made, I've started becoming too routine and boring to cook. So I need to come up with new shit to try because I actually really enjoy the cooking process.
I don't mind it. It's just that time. It's like I want to be able to – when I get home, I want to be able to do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, I get that. What I found to do is like a lot of times I just watch like Joe Rogan's podcast and like put it up on my phone on the stove. And so while I'm cooking, I'm just watching a podcast.
Yeah, I think I need to start doing that. Like just throw a fucking Netflix on my phone. Just go.
Well, here's the other thing now, too, that I found, you know, my TV in my room now is on that dresser, you know? You've been in my place.
Yeah.
And so, like, I looked at it the other day. I didn't realize it until, a month or so ago.
Well, your TV's fucking gone.
Yeah. No, I can fucking literally see it. It sits perfectly that I can see it while I'm standing in my kitchen.
Oh, nice.
So I literally just put on YouTube, or I can go put on Pluto and watch a Mystery Science Theater, or I can turn on HBO.
There you go. Speaking of HBO,
it's fucking awesome.
Fuck, dude, next month.
Yeah, Game of Thrones, dog. The watch party is back.
Yeah, this fucking show is going
to
get...
We won't have to talk about CNN and Fox News anymore at the beginning of shows.
Oh, dude, this this show is going to be so fucking weird just because they're going to introduce that. The question will be, do we end up going longer than normal or do we just fuck... I don't fucking know because who cares? I don't know how we'll feel.
Do whatever I want. It's my goddamn podcast.
Yeah, so I did that fucking as far as playing any games. I've been fucking around playing. I went jump back into Skyrim.
I almost put that in this week, too. I was thought about it.
I modded the ever-loving fuck out of that game. and it looks amazing.
I bet.
I retextured everything. Like, all the cities, retextured. All the people, retextured. And it's just like, all the fucking motions of people, okay. Fucking add in new books. Oh, hey, I made all the books I haven't read glow. And it's like just setting up all this shit. And it's like unofficial mod packs or patches or whatever, all this bullshit. I just pumped it full. And it's just like, holy shit. And I have the one thing, and I only can play it every so often, but that's the Macho Man Randy Savage Dragons. I do have it.
Hilarious.
It's great for a while until, you know, you see like six in a row and you're like, okay, next playthrough, gotta turn that shit off.
R.I.P. homie.
Yeah. Don't go crashing jeeps into trees.
Did you see, I don't know if I was like, just like, if I had a dream about this or if it was real, that they're re-releasing Morrowind?
Wait, what? I'm
pretty sure I saw some. I think they are. I swear I saw like an advertisement that they're re-releasing like upgraded Morrowind for like Xbox One, PC, and PlayStation 4.
You might have it twisted a little bit because they just released the Morrowind patch for Elder Scrolls Online. So like you can play.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's the big thing. They just put out Morrowind for. It was a big expansion to the online play, so now you can go back to Morrowind.
Huh. I'm looking it up right quick just to see.
But yeah, man.
What is he?
I tried to jump on Oblivion, but I need to put in the fucking controllers because the way my setup is, I am not playing with mouse and keyboard 2 feet from a 55-inch TV. Like, no thanks.
No kidding.
It's like, fuck, get the fuck out of here. So I got to figure out, you know, how to get that mod loader in there because the one I got just totally just fucked everything. And then me and my daughter played Marvel Heroes, played the demo on there, and she loves the fuck out of that game.
I need to give you that game back, or the Marvel Super Heroes game I had that you lent me, and let you guys use that because she'd enjoy that game.
Oh yeah, she would. She'd enjoy the fuck out. But yeah, we did. That's really it. I did that, and I tried that Gwent beta, or open beta now.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a card game you can play within The Witcher 3.
Oh.
And trust me, you'll love that game when you start playing, because it's like a game within a game that's actually fucking fun.
Interesting.
So, that Witcher 3 game, it's still... It blows my mind that they just made a game that was about, like, a mini game in their main game. I said game way too much there.
I'm always fascinated how... like popular card-based games are to play to people. You know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah.
You remember playing like the Pokemon trading card game for Game Boy? That game's fun as fuck.
Oh yeah, it's fun as fuck. It's actually fun as fuck to play in real life.
Yeah, oh, dude, I still have all my Pokemon cards. Me and Jake battle now and then. It's fun.
But the bad thing is if you go against anybody that actually plays now, those cards are shit. Like, they're so underpowered.
Well, it depends on what style of rules you're playing, because there are rules to each generation of cards. Like, all the ones we have are first generation, so there's only a limit. There's a different rule set for the classic cards like that, whereas, like, new cards, I believe there's a whole other rule set. And then there's a completely different rule set if you mix all the different things together. It's weird.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking odd. And then, let's see. What else did I... Fucking A, I can't remember. So I'll just skip over it. Fucking jumped into some more. On the May, watched Akashic Records of a Bastard Magic Instructor. That show is still fucking weird.
Are anime titles just getting longer and longer on purpose?
That one definitely is. I watched some Haven't You Heard? I'm Sakimoto.
That fucking show is hilarious.
It's
one
so
of my
good.
Favorite animes of all time.
It's so awkward, but it's so good because he's just like, whatever, I'm done. I did that, watched some My Hero Academy, and then I watched some more Fairy Tail. That fucking, I'm on the final season finally. It's like 200 and something fucking episodes. Good Christ. Like, what am I doing?
That's good for syndication.
Fuck. It's so bad. Like, I'm so happy that I'm watching it this way, because it's just like Dragon Ball, where it's like you have those bullshit episodes that are just going, oh, hey, remember, like, back then? And it does flashbacks to the previous, like, 50 episodes. So it's just like, yeah.
That's annoying. So you can at least skip those and be like, oh, fuck this.
Yep. You're just like, oh, next. So I've done that on it, like, a handful of them, because it's just like, that's fucking bullshit. And then I'm saving the rest of Attack on Titan for next week when I come up to see you. Get you caught up on season 2.
Yes, finally.
Oh, love it. Commercial free.
New
song, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because it's a new season. That bothers me. Yeah. I know it's like a it's a traditional thing to do in anime, but it always bothers me because first of all, that theme song is so fucking badass.
Oh, it's good. No, the new one's still good too. It's just like, all right. If you get it, yeah, it's just a stark change because I was expecting the same thing, and I'm like, wait, what the fuck? I clicked the wrong episode because there is like an attack.
I know that always.
There's an Attack on Titan like school one, and it's meant to be more of a comedy.
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
I'll have to show you. It's fucking like weird. Like, I was watching. I'm like, I feel like I need to be drunk or something to appreciate what's going on. Because Attack on Titan's supposed to be like, oh fuck, everything's horrible, and this thing's like, oh, we got jokes now. It's just
you got jokes.
You got jokes, homie. So yeah, I think that wraps it up. I'm not gonna go into any detail. I got the rest of my shit was just bullshit.
Rambling on bullshit.
We're expert ramblers. Rambling men. Rambler. Yeah.
Rambler.
Rambler.
Rambro.
Rambro. Hey, patent pending. We're about to go into Broforce. Rambro. Again, I want to say a big thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for making us the fastest growing internet show on the, well, internet. And then you can also, to make us even faster, harder, lovelier, sensual, with oils, of course, you can jump over to our website, punandgame.com. We don't sell oils. You must supply your own. But lather yourself up, sweetums, because once you go to that about section, you can get some direct access to me and Wade. It's sexy time. And then you can jump over, follow at Pun and Game for everything that releases. Monday through Friday, we got something new for you. You taking a shit? We got you covered. Read some snap reviews. Every Monday and Friday, we got a whole slew of them. But you know what? You take some deuces in between on Tuesday through Thursday. Don't worry, we got a back catalog just for you. Also, if you're taking that long, hard stinker, you might want to check out are better known projects, such as
Fun Pun Gaming. Yeah, you know when you ate all of those nachos with too much cheese and you get a little stuffed up and you got to take that 20-minute shit? Hell yeah, dog. We've all been there. That's when you go to punandgame.com and you can see Fun Pun Gaming. Our first two episodes that we have on for the week are right on the main page. Or if you need to get to that back catalog, because you're going to be on there for about an hour or so, and you need a full playthrough to watch, that's when you go to the Fun Pun Gaming tab, and then you get all that good shit. And then if you're just like, man, I really need to get these instantaneously whenever they're first uploaded, you just go to the top of the page and you click on the Fun Pun logo, and then it'll take you right to the YouTube page, and you can hit subscribe there, and then bam, you'll get those sick, nasty, fuckity, fuckity, fuck, fucking updates.
The nastiest updates. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, until next week, this is Sobera signing off. Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Tight t-shirts should be outlawed for fat people.